Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcome to now. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It's Thursday, July 29th. And yep, these are all still pre-recorded because I'm in Vegas. And you know what happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas? Nah, I'm going to tell you all about it, but that'll be next week. Tell you what I was doing, tell you what was going on, and I'll give you a little feel for what it felt like to be on the strip in the middle of the summer in Las Vegas. Whew, I'm already hot thinking about it. Anyway, if you've got a financial question, something going on in your life, please, please, please shoot us a note. Ask Jill at JillOnMoney.com. That's what Michelle did. She's close to retirement and she wants to know, does she need an advisor? Let's find out.
My dilemma is this. My husband and I are going to retire in a few years. We're thinking around 4 years from now. And we have been thinking maybe we need some help trying to figure out exactly how to manage our money and what's the best way of getting money out of certain accounts and the tax situation around what we use when. And so we've been interviewing some financial advisors, or they've approached us, some of them. And I like to do things myself a lot of times. I really like investments. I like researching and knowing more about it. That's why I listen to your podcast. And all these investors want to charge us, of course, because we're using their services. They're going to charge us a fee, which is fine. Mm-hmm. However, it's going to be, you know, at least $10,000 a year, probably more.
Hold on. Let's just go back up for 1 second. So you're 4 years from retirement. Tell me, how much money have you saved in retirement assets, approximately?
In 401k, mm-hmm. We have about $2.5 million.
Okay, great. And how about non-qualified or non-retirement assets?
I've got about $400,000 in a Vanguard account that just has a lot of different index funds mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. We have money. My husband has gotten a lot of stock. So we've got a whole bunch of stock in his old company, about $500,000.
And that's vested and just straight up
yes.
publicly traded stock.
Yes.
Got it.
And that's in an account. And then he's got other stuff coming.
I love that kind.
In the... Yeah, I mean, that's why 4 years, because 4 years from now, he will be getting other stock from his new company.
Okay.
So he's got probably $1.5 million in stock from old company and new company, either in our account or coming.
And
of course, it depends on the price.
Exactly.
Of the stock.
Exactly. I was going to say. So how old are you guys?
I'm 56 and he's 57.
Okay. And
we also, one more thing, we also have about $400,000 in money markets.
Just for safety, right?
Well, just for safety, yeah. I'm thinking that's probably too much to have.
I don't know. I am a wimp, Michelle. I am way wimpier than most people would imagine, and I do know that. You know, when bad things happen, that extra money that everyone tells you is inefficient and stupid to keep in cash can feel pretty darn good. How much do you think you guys need to live on? Let's, you know, put the clock ahead by 4 years. What do you think you need?
We're pretty frugal in our day-to-day activities. However, we do want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking we could live off of $150,000, $160,000 a year.
Okay. Besides Social Security, which won't be coming in for a while for you guys, any other income that you could count on potentially?
Yeah, my husband has a small little pension, which he didn't even realize he had until a few years ago from a company he worked in the 90s. I mean, it's only like $200 a month. So
okay.
It's not a huge amount.
Right. It's your coffee money. So you'd have a good coffee habit, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, and I know that the $1 million that's coming in stock, we can't count on it.
Right.
We can't count on that it's going to be worth $1 million. Is it possible that I could ask you to just give me like a guess? Like, what would you like if you could say worst case scenario, I think it'll be worth X. What do you think X would be? Should we assume that that's really worth zero right now? Or should we assume that that has some value?
I think it has some value because both the companies are fairly stable and strong. So I think it has some value.
You want to mark it down by some amount? Do you want to mark it down by half? Do you want to say, like, worst case, it'll be worth the $1 million that's coming in? We'd probably get half of that.
Yeah, the $1 million is coming in. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let's just be boring. Why not?
Ultra conservative,
right? So, and you own your home?
Well, we still owe about $170,000 on the mortgage.
Okay. And you want to stay in that home?
Probably not. We probably want to move somewhere else.
All right. I'm doing quick back of the envelope calculation for you as we speak. See, I'm hoping that you speak slower so I can type faster into my calculator.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. All right. So I just ran quick calculation. I like to take a discounted value of stock that's expected because it's not in your account yet. So it is hard for me to say that's an absolute guarantee. In other words, it's not like a cash bonus that's been guaranteed and you just have to wait to earn it. So if I look at your total holdings, you've got about $4.3 million bucks. I'm sure you've got equity in your home because that's more than, right? And if you look at your life, I guess that most people, when they retire, what they always say is, oh, I presume I'll just downsize. And so don't presume that. Presume you're just going to use your equity in some other ways. So $4.3 million about. You can generate on a, and you said you're conservative. So what I did was I looked at a withdrawal rate. I said, and I don't know what you said, you've played with some calculators. When I do the calculation, that you can use a withdrawal rate of, you know, some investment places will say 4.5% a year and you'll be fine. You won't run out of money. But if you're conservative, that's not a great bet because that will make you a little nutty. So what I would suggest is you use a 3% withdrawal rate, which is really super wimpy, and that will give you about 130 grand a year and you won't run out of money. And that kind of works pretty well for you guys. You said you need 160 and, you know, in the first few years, you won't, you know, before you get Social Security, you'll need to spend down some of the already taxed money. But once you get Social Security, you're both going to get, you both worked your whole lives, you're probably going to be in great shape, okay? So now I'm going to tell you that most people who call me and they're 56, 57 years old, I say, nah, you can't do it. I think you can do this. This is great. So this is not a pipe dream. This is real. So now the question really is about whether you can do this yourself. And I think that, you know, I don't know what people have been quoting you in terms of charging, but, you know, fees can range for investment management services, you know, in your category. Like literally, you could go to a robo-advisor and you can pay as little as 0.25% a year, right? That's pretty great. But then you can go to a full service, amazing CFP who also does a great amount of tax planning and customizes things, and but it's going to cost you more, and chances are with $4 million bucks it's going to cost you, I don't know, a half to maybe 75 basis points. So you're going to pay up for this, right?
Right.
So now the question becomes, how much do you need that hand-holding personal service of a dedicated person whose office you want to actually enter on an annual basis, and you know how comfortable you are with that? Because the asset allocation part is not going to be the hard part for you guys. What is it that you think you need the most in the relationship with a CFP?
I think I need the taxes is what I wonder about. Mm-hmm. You know, tax strategy around when to sell stock versus when to pull it out, the money out of, you know, the 401k versus, you know, that's what I think I need the most help with. And so I'm wondering, do I really need a CFP or do I just need a really good CPA?
You might have consider, this is kind of wacky, but I can give it to you. There is one more certification that's not as popular that I want to just flag for you that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I actually like this credential. It's a CPA can get a credential called the PFS. So you're a CPA and you want to do financial planning. And then you can get a certification that's called the CPA PFS, Personal Financial Specialist. And what this basically does is this is a CPA who specializes in personal financial planning. And these folks, I mean, they are different because they come from a real CPA background. Mm-hmm. And that may be interesting to you. Any CFP worth his or her salt should be able to help you. But if it's really a tax issue, this may be something you should consider. And the way that you can find out about this designation is you can go onto the AICPA website. It's AICPA.org.
And
CPA. And if you need help, you know, offline, Mark will tell me where you live and I can find you somebody who does this.
Okay.
Again, as you said, you really want to do this yourself. I mean, I'm not hearing in your voice that you're stressed out about managing money. You've already accumulated a lot of money. This is all great news. What is really the interesting part of this is we have this stock. How would we time this? And you're not doing market timing. You're really trying to arbitrage tax law. And you're saying, hey, is this a time where we should actually convert into a Roth when we retire?
Right.
Should we not? How do we do this? Should we, you know, get some collars for options that are out there? Whatever it is. That is a different kind of a question. And I think it may be interesting for you to kind of check this person out. I guess the bottom line for you, you're in great shape. I'm so happy for you. Because as I said, many people who call up in their 50s, mid to late 50s, you're not going to get to 60 and retire the way you want. You guys are. I would check that out. I would check out that designation. And if you need some help, I'll follow up with you separately. And I'll, you know, maybe we can talk a little bit more about your situation. But I think I have an idea of what I think you need.
If you have a question about whether or not you need an advisor, or maybe you want to figure out whether your advisor is worth the money, why don't you send us an email? Some of you are probably paying for folks that you don't need. I know it's really hard to break up with an advisor. Even if you want to do that, we'll help you with that. So if you have an advisor, you want another set of eyes, two sets of eyes between me and Mark, then just let us know. Send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And maybe if you're on the website poking around, you can also find the questions you should be asking a potential financial professional. You can find that in our resource section at jillonmoney.com. Okay, thank you so much for listening. Please try to lift somebody up today. And remember our mantra of 2021. It is grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.